The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning, Nerd Clan. Today is a rainy day here in Rhode Island. On my way to work, it is 6:45 in the morning. Having some fun talking Voyager Chapter 8, Honor's Prisoner in Blake's Book Club. You know, this chapter, it confirms my suspicion that we were going to get a little bit of lore and then detail to follow through on Jamie's story. The lore obviously being in Claire's time when she's researching what has happened to Jamie along with Bree and Roger. I kind of like this. I kind of like the conceit of what Diana's doing, as I mentioned last chapter, just having the ability to hear something, not be 100% sure if it's factual or if it is myth or if it is just the stories passed down over time, and then to hear the real history behind it, at least again with, you know, all of this with the caveat that it's within the Outlander universe here. Though there was somebody in the comments who mentioned that the story of, it might have been Angela, if it wasn't Angela, I apologize. Whoever you are who made this comment, you are getting full credit. That the story of the cask and the guy who lived in the caves was a real story. That it wasn't something that Diana made up. I don't doubt that, by the way. I don't doubt that. It's just, I do question the likelihood of Bree finding this story and it just happening to be her dad. Again, it's just part of that world. It's part of the logic of that world that I think we all have to just accept. It doesn't make it right and it doesn't make it okay, but it's just something that we have to accept. Anyway, about this chapter. This chapter is interesting because it introduces us back to the world of Ardsmuir, and it finally gives us Lord John Grey. We finally get a chance to meet Lord John Grey as we all know him, which is nice. It's funny, much like how I smiled at the name Jamie Fraser when Claire was reading it on the prisoner roster of Ardsmuir, I smiled when Lord John Grey is introduced in the way that he is at the beginning of this chapter. Yet another perspective, by the way. We are here in Grey's POV, which is interesting, especially as he's writing his mother. It's so formal and so full of just fluff that he's writing to her. It's interesting. But we get a chance to meet Lord John Grey, and knowing the story of what's to come, it's just nice. It's just nice. I don't know how else to put it, to see him the way that he is before having his relationship with Jamie and daydreaming about the ways that he could torture Jamie and get back at him for shaming his life. Which is something that I definitely did not get from the show, that he was essentially a pariah because of what happened with Jamie. When he was fooled and the cannon were stolen and he was left tied to a tree with a broken arm after his encounter. But it was nice. It was nice to get a different perspective of that famous encounter.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.